This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self Protection.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World podcast.
Later in the hour, we'll talk to Greg Hopkins about church security. But right now, we have Bill Frady himself from Las Vegas. And evidently, what happens in Las Vegas doesn't stay in Las Vegas. You're here to tell us about it. What'd you see, Bill?
Well, it's because that I was in Boulder City. I wasn't officially in Las Vegas for that. Because with all the stuff that we were doing, that would never have flown with the Las Vegas PD. So we had to go to Boulder City. So I don't even know if that axiom works in this particular case. Last night was the Nighthawk Custom Agency Arms FN AR-500 armor party with also some Reactive Gun Works people there and some other people. Black Rifle Coffee was there. And this was their party. Now, their party normally consists of there's a taco truck. You can get coffee, you can have fondue, and you can shoot a whole bunch of guns.
I like this part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the gun, Nighthawk just came out with their latest collaboration with Agency Arms called the Agent 2, which I never shot the Agent 1. I did want to shoot the Agent 2 because that's like, you know, I'm trying to reform from my crack habit, and you guys are cooking the mess in front of me. So.
Yeah, we all feel you. Now you're going to need one, right?
Well, listen, I picked the gun up, and as I was, I come to the firing line, and a retired Texas sheriff works with Jim Wilson. He also writes for NRA, I think, but he works at Nighthawk, and so he's my range safety officer. And then my observer just happens to be Steve Fisher.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
So, no pressure.
All of the competitors and the tactical guys, they've all been shooting and everything, and now it's time for the radio guy to go shoot. So it's sort of like everybody just stops.
So what is Payback Lights like, Bill? How does it feel?
That's the fun part. I got up there, and the target that I was shooting at was about the size of, it's about a trash can width, and it's about half the length. It was a steel target. It was about, I don't know, 20 yards away.
Yeah.
So everybody's, you know, just stops what they're doing. Tatiana Whitlock is behind me. Paul Van Dunk, who's a big shooter with Agency Arms, is behind me. Everybody from Nighthawk Custom is behind me. So I pick up the gun, and I've got a 9-round magazine. I just start going, ka-pink, 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 ka-pink. I turned around, and I hit the target all 9 times. And the vice president goes, okay, so shoot that one. So I did that way, and then I had to shoot it again, and I shot it again, and I turned around, and I've never had this said to me before, but one of the Nighthawk guys goes, hey, man, you're just got another pretty face, are you?
that's perfect.
I like that they had to have you do it more than once just to make sure it wasn't a fluke.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
we really want to know, how did you shoot?
Yeah, how did you like it?
I have indentured myself to Mark Stone, the owner of Nighthawk Custom, for the next 4 months. I'll be digging potatoes at one of his farms so I can afford to buy one.
Taking out a second job on the weekend. Okay, I got it. You really liked it.
Yeah. You know, for a gun in that price category, you get out there and you say to yourself, it would have to be special. And I've been running a Nighthawk Custom Falcon for the last year. And in the space, which is the normal the normal setup for a Nighthawk Custom Falcon, which is a traditional imagination of the 1911. It is superb. It feels like the rails are on a electromagnetic rail or something. I mean, there's no binding, no nothing. It just sort of floats back and forth, and you just hammer that trigger as hard as you want to, and it's just going to shoot flat. And you get out there and you say to yourself, what could be better? And I have shot a lot of agency arms guns, and I've had a lot of those. And you say to yourself, how much flatter could it shoot? And then you get with this Frankenstein pistol, where you got these guys who do this hand fitting, and every little nook and cranny on that gun is imagined out, CNC'd and CAD designed and everything else. And then you've got this, you've got the agency arms influence where they light it up and get the balance and everything. And you get it, and you've asked yourself repeatedly, how good could it be? How good could it be? And then you're out there saying, oh, dear God.
It's really that good.
This is really, I mean, you can literally, you can shoot it as fast as you can pull the trigger and it's not going to move.
Wow.
Bill,
it's just sort of suspended.
Bill, it's the Agency Arms Agent 2. Is that what you said?
It's the Nighthawk Custom Agent 2, but it is a collaboration between Agency Arms and Nighthawk Custom.
Nighthawk Custom Agent 2, okay.
Yes, sir.
Is that a 9mm or a 45?
They have it in both. Whichever gives your flavor, they can hit your taste buds. So, and the good thing about this, the Agent 1 was one of 50, so they only did 50 of those with the Agent 1. With the Agent 2, this is going to be a production gun. So this is going to be part of their stuff.
They hit your taste buds, and then they hit your credit card.
They haven't hit my credit card yet, but I'm trying to find somebody right now. And I find an agent like in India or something, because I'm ready to sell a kidney.
So you really liked it. Tell us about the rest of the people that were there and your experience at SHOT Show when you're not mortgaging your children to get a new gun.
I have run into some of the ninjas there. It's interesting to run into them because most of them, unless they see me on YouTube, you know, I'm a radio guy. So whenever a radio listener recognized you, you know, your first thought is, how come? I've been having fun with that, you know, on the business side of it, been going to a bunch of meetings and a bunch of business and events and meeting these guys, talking to these guys. I met yesterday with Spike's Tactical, with Pipe Hitters Unit. I had with the Not Today Antifa ad campaign.
Yes.
So I met with them yesterday, and I spoke with the owner of Pipe Hitters Union, and we're going to see where that goes, what kind of things we can imagine out of them. And tomorrow I'll be filming with the new title sponsor of the show, AR500Armor.com. Today I was filming almost exclusively. I had filmed with Nighthawk yesterday. But when you're videoing, it is vitally important. Vitally important, not virtually, but vitally important. To turn on the mic when you start recording the video.
Otherwise, yes, that helps.
Silent movie. Yeah, so we had to go back and reshoot some of this stuff, and I reshot some of that stuff today, and tomorrow the AR-500 armor I'm shooting with, I'm going to shoot something with frog lube, and probably go shoot something with Boyd's. Got to shoot something with Boyd's gun stocks. So,
awesome.
And I'm seeing a whole bunch of other people tomorrow, too. So tomorrow's going to be the big day, and then thankfully, and I don't say this lightly, but thankfully I get to fly back to my time zone tomorrow. I don't care how long I have to sit on that plane, just take me to the East Coast, and I'll be, you know, hopefully I'll be recovered and back in the saddle by Monday.
Better get some sleep.
So you're with a bunch of people out on the West Coast who want to party much later than you can keep up with them, huh?
Well, it isn't that. I mean, like last night at the ADC Arms party, it was over at 9:30.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like there was a bunch of hard charges out there, but for me it was 12:30.
Yeah,
because I'm still on East Coast time. So, you know, 12:30, and I mean, the Agency Arms assets, which are Tatiana Whitlock, Paul Van Duck, Aaron Cowan, Steve Fisher, and I think one of them was out there.
10 seconds, Bill. We'll talk to you again tonight with more news from SHOT Show.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. Tonight, I'm Ben Branham with Modern Self-Protection.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast.
I'm Rob Morse from Self-Defense Gun Stories, and unlike Ben, I'm that every night. Bob, who do we have with us?
Well, during this third hour of the show, our special guest is Greg Hopkins. And welcome, Greg. Welcome to Lock and Load.
Thank you so much, and thank you. Want to say hi to all the Lock and Load listeners out there.
Well, we're glad to have you. I guess I got to tell you guys a little bit about Greg. Greg is a former reserve police officer, and during law school, You were a city magistrate in Birmingham, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
And for many years, you were a clerk in the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've been a city prosecutor. Trained HPD on use of force law, private practice, criminal defense, part-time city court judge in two towns, expert witness, NRA pistol, safety instructor, self-defense instructor, 40 years. Oh, I love this part. 40 years of teaching the Bible to adults and teenagers. God bless you.
Well, thank
and you've written a pretty cool book called A Time to Kill, The Myth of Christian Pacifism. And you know what? You're real skilled in armed security. Here comes my favorite part. You're also a Jeopardy champion.
Yes, that was in 1983, aired nationally September 24th, 1983. I was on the first two shows. I won the first one, and then the second one I had $9,500. My closest competitor had $5,000. I didn't know how to bet it because I can't do math, so I bet the whole wad, and so did she, and so did the other guy with $1,100, and we had to give up our living room furniture and everything. It was terrible. So
what did you not do?
I was...
You're very clever, Bob. Well, okay, so you missed that Jeopardy question, but you did answer the call when your pastor called you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my congregation called me last month, you know, and for the first time, I've been 9 years training other churches' armed security teams, and they called me in, and one of the elders said, "You know why you're here?" And I said, "Well, I suppose the Sutherland Springs massacre in Texas." And he said, "Well, that plus the fact that I have personally invited three people in November to come worship with us, and all three of them asked me, do you have armed security?" And I said, "No." They said, "We're not coming." So people are getting aware of this and understanding that churches can be a target, just like the Walmart parking lot.
You know, isn't that interesting? I would consider us an expert audience. In fact, subject matter experts on self-defense, including churches, and yet the pastors heard it differently when the guy off the street says, "If you're not safe, I'm not coming."
Exactly. Yes. People are concerned about their families and what could happen when they're there. And, most of what people think of is, well, maybe a lady's purse got stolen out of the parking lot.
Right.
In last year, there were 113 murders on religious properties in the United States. That's a new record. The year before it was like 98, and people don't consider religious property sacred space anymore. And we hear all the time robberies and rapes and things like that going on. And of course, the most common thing is domestic violence related, just like the most common reason for assaults is domestic violence related. So armed church teams have to be aware and watching for those kind of problems.
You know, it's the human condition. We bring problems with us. That's the domestic violence part.
Yes.
But I remember reporting last year about a choir that was robbed during choir practice. So
wow.
No, church is not a sacred space to criminals.
Yes,
definitely not.
You know, everything that happens in the community around the church is going to happen at the church, too. And we kind of forget that sometimes.
That's correct. Yes. We're beginning to realize that it's not just on Sunday mornings you have to have it. You have to have some kind of security measures, if nothing else, automatic door locks that can be controlled by the people who work there, but the ministers and secretaries and so on that work there on a regular basis. There are closed circuit TV cameras.
CCTV cameras.
Those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know about it professionally because you sell security equipment, right, Bob?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know that they're not really good unless there's somebody watching them and able to alert other people.
That's also a very good point.
Yeah, otherwise it's just a really slow soap opera.
It's a good noisemaker otherwise.
Yes.
Well, but there are serious church, there are all kinds of threats, not just domestic violence that happens or is, it threatens churches these days, are there, Greg?
Oh yeah, there. We in law enforcement, and of course I was in law enforcement when I was city prosecutor, worked very closely with the police and trained them and so on. We have known since 1977 on radical Arabic language websites, they have talked about the perfect day. And it is the idea to attack 8 or 10 different places around the United States simultaneously, by teams of, so basically suicide, soldiers that will go in to malls, churches, sporting events, and schools, like the Chechen terrorists did, who happen to be Muslim, in Beslan, Russia in 2004. And they don't expect to come out alive, and they expect to do maximum damage before they're done. And we have to be prepared for this because the churches are on their list. And simply because you're a small church out in the country, that doesn't take you off the list, because especially to the person, the lone wolf attacker, because there he's got a head start over first responders. You know, he's if you're out 20 minutes away from any sheriff's car or anything like that.
That's sobering, isn't it?
Greg, this raises a question in my mind then, especially in states where this typical law applies. What would possess the leadership of a church to post their building and make it a gun-free zone?
Oh, it's kind of like second marriage, as the person said about second marriages. It's a triumph of hope over experience. That's an old lawyer joke. But
that's a good one.
But yeah, that's the problem is liberals in general tend to cling to their dogmas more than reality. And it's very, very sad.
Greg, I got to stop you there. We're going to hit a hard break. There's a lot to talk about. I want you to tell us so much more about protecting our churches. Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio will be back with more from Greg.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If I hear that intro music, I'm such a fan of this show that I'm just rocking out to it. This is Bob from Self-Defense Gun Stories.
And this is Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast.
And I'm Ben from the Modern Self-Protection Podcast. And tonight we're talking with Greg Hopkins. And just before the break, we were talking about actually guns in churches. And I know that's a crazy thing, but Greg, I was glad to hear you say the same thing about the no gun zones in churches. And most law enforcement doesn't fall on that side with us. But there's good reason for it.
Yeah, there are all kinds of reasons for that. One of the things, though, that we've noticed is that, for instance, a group that I work with down in Birmingham area had a church that found an Arabic man in their parking lot. Their church security team saw him and went up to him and said, "What are you doing?" And he was taking pictures is what got their attention. And he was taking pictures of the entrances and exits to all the buildings on their campus. This is a fairly large church. And fortunately, they also have police officers hired on duty. The cops came up because the man didn't want to give his identification, didn't want them taking pictures of his car or his license plate. The cops came up and said, "Yeah, we're going to take pictures and give us your ID," and he had a driver's license, and he was an Arabic male with a rental car, and he was trespassed off the property, and the police contacted Homeland Security and the FBI right away. But this is classic scouting, and this is one of the reasons that if you're not able to have live people in your lot, you need a person on your CCTV cameras on the lot, so they can alert security inside to go out and check with these people. Most of the time, they won't stick around if it looks like someone's trying to come and contact them. They'll leave right away. This guy had a little more brass than most people.
And so many of those incidents can be stopped ahead of time if there's something like cameras and people watching it.
Yes, yes. And many, as a matter of fact, just having a police car outside can often cause a person who is scouting or a person who intends to do harm to people is enough to drive them away, make them choose a more inviting target that's not covered.
Yeah. Greg, I have a mindset question because some of the churches that I see out there don't have a security mindset. Some of them do. In your mind, what is the proper mindset for a church to have? And, well, and how do churches or how do you think churches should reconcile the Bible with self-defense?
Okay, well, that's why I wrote my book, A Time to Kill, The Myth of Christian Pacifism, for, is so Jews and Christians can understand that God commands us to defend the innocent with all legal force. And
Amen.
Number two, when we do that, God blesses us, okay? To tell your people, go read Genesis 14. And Abram, he rescued Lot from the kidnapping four kings. And even with blood on his hands, God's representative on earth said, blessed is Abram of the Most High God. You know, so they're blessed. And soldiers need to know this, too. And cops need to know this because it has there has been a strain. For, well, since the 2nd century A.D., men who we call church fathers came up with this crazy idea of pacifism, and in fact, it's not in the Bible. Jesus never taught pacifism. He actually avoided every opportunity that he had to teach it. And my book describes, explains, turn the other cheek, live by the sword, die by the sword, in their scriptural contexts, and also in the context of the entire Bible. And the mindset, so if the first thing you have to do, if you've been playing with this idea, you don't know what side you fall on, then these churches can say, well, you know, it's better to do nothing and trust in God. Okay, well, but God has not spoken to any of us as individuals and said, I'm going to protect you personally. Or he hasn't spoken to any congregation or synagogue and told them, I'm going to protect you personally. He may have done that in the Bible with a few prominent characters who had life missions to fulfill, but I don't think he's given that guarantee to any of us. And so instead, just like he's given us doctors to help cure diseases and help the world be a better place, and scientists and agriculturists and all these kind of things, and gun makers, for that matter, to help people protect themselves from all the evil on earth. We have to decide that God's made that our job. And once we get that, then we won't have hesitation when the guy comes in and yells Allahu Akbar and trains an AK on the choir. We will be mentally ready to go. And as you all know, having a gun is just part of it. You have to have the mindset to say, I'm worth defending, and so is my family. And this book gives you a biblical basis from where to start with that.
I think every pastor and every elder needs to hear what you just said in the past 2 minutes and read your book. I think that what you just said is perfect.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Greg, I don't want them to read it. Wait a minute. You're my friend. Of course I want them to read it. So let me take all that back. Sorry to lose you as a friend. Please answer my calls later. But they should have read it already. How are they responding to the current situation? Because the world changed.
Yes, yes. Well, that's the thing, is people are beginning to understand the world changed. The problem is, and I've gotten this from Carl Chin with the Sheepdog Seminar. He goes around with Dave Grossman and a guy named Jerry Weeks, and they do a fantastic seminar for churches, one-day seminar on church safety. But the problem is that they had all kinds of people calling right after the Sutherland Springs massacre, and then they said it's a 2 to 3 week window, and then after that they got cancellations and people were kind of settled down again. And we need sober people in these congregations to say, if it could happen there, that it can happen here, and we need to be prepared. Almost all churches have, I guess, they have fire extinguishers, and many of them have first aid kits because something could possibly happen. We need to realize that the firearm is an emergency tool as well.
Sutherland Springs is a small little town, not very far from where I am here in San Antonio, and it is one of the last places that you would think something like that would happen.
Sure, yeah. And see, that's the thing. When people, most people who are not into self-defense, when they are attacked in a street crime, the first thing, and unfortunately many times the last thing that ever goes to their mind is, I can't believe this is happening to me. Well, I'm sorry, Alice, but there's a real world out there. And you have to get ready for it. And just like we teach our kids to cross at the lights and teach them to swim, you know, we need to teach our churches that there's evil out there and the evil can come for you.
That's amazing to hear you say we have to teach a church that there's evil out there.
Mm-hmm. Think of the mindset where you go, where you worship. You know, that's the one place where you can really kind of let your hair down, get your breath out and relax. That's where you go after getting beat up all week to get hugged. And the last thing you want is for something. Yeah,
I got to stop you again.
Okay.
I swear lawyers can't count. We have a few seconds before the break. When we come back, I want you to talk about why churches need to recognize sin and protect their flock.
Okay.
Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Bob Main.
I'm Rob Branham from
You know, we go over this at the break, everybody, and somehow we still can't get it right. Go ahead.
Self-defense gun stories. Okay, we're talking about church security, and since God won't intervene and keep us straightened out here on the radio, you know, it's a lot to ask that he will stop violent men in our churches. Greg, you were talking about mindset, and there's so much. I mean, do pastors even get the basics? This wasn't something they learned in divinity school.
Right, right. And see, that's the thing. It depends, which is what we lawyers say a lot. That's why you never see a one-armed lawyer, because then we can't say, but on the other hand.
Good one.
In the pastor's case, it depends on where they're from. It depends a lot in the culture of their church. For instance, the United Methodist Church, and I don't mean to go after all Methodists. I mean, there's at least 16 major groups of Methodists, but the United Methodist Church actually were the first ones to give Handgun Control Incorporated office space in their offices back in the early 70s in D.C. You know, and so that has shot through that entire denomination of the United Methodists. So, of course, they're going to teach pacifism in their seminaries, whereas you get Baptists whose area of concentration is the South, there's going to be more of a mindset, but I found they really don't teach self-defense in the in the seminaries either. But they don't teach self-defense when in the criminal law class in law school either. You know, it has to do with the culture.
Yeah, lawyers don't learn about guns either.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That they don't really teach about how to defend the case. And so as I tell my people when I train these teams, I say, look, when you get out of here, you're going to know more about self-defense law than 99% of the judges and lawyers in Alabama. And wow. It's true, because most of them, most people who have read Masoud Ayoub's in the Greatest Extreme know more about self-defense law than 99% of all the lawyers in the United States.
And the churches have that same problem because they don't.
Exactly.
Nobody teaches it. And, rare. What a pain.
So I want my book to get into the seminars. Even if they're just going to laugh at me, they're still paying me, you know.
Greg, I have a question. If you're charged with the job of putting together a church security team, what kind of people do you look for?
Well, the very first thing is you look for a clean criminal background, which is, fortunately, that's already in the mindset of churches, because you have to look out for child abuse and things like that. So that's a good thing. You also want people who are, you know, just like you would with a police, looking for a police officer, you don't want someone who's a bully with a badge. You, in the same way, you want people with a peaceful disposition, a non-aggressive nature, but at the same time, the parental, the fatherly, I'm going to protect what's mine. And as a matter of fact, you're going to have to go over my dead body to do it. So you're looking for these people that are mature, individuals that are able to follow directions, listen to commands, and obey procedures.
That's interesting. And I would imagine women are important part of that.
Oh, absolutely. The, you know, one of the things we found out since the early 80s when the police forces started actively recruiting women is that they, especially in domestic violence situations, the presence of a female officer can actually cause both parties to get calmed down a little bit. And it's the same thing. We had there was a church, again, down in Birmingham. A lady came up in tears to the security team, said, "That man over there is my ex-husband. He's been stalking me for 2 years." And she showed them her restraining order. He was not supposed to be within 100 yards of her. Well, a female on the security team took her upstairs to another office, got her calmed down. They made copies of it, came around the guy and said, "Look, you're trespassed. Get out of here." He went to a TV station in the Birmingham News and says, "Oh, I was just trying to worship and they ran me off." Yeah, right. Women are able to calm people down and have a calming influence. At the same time, they can act decisively, just as Gina Somm did in killing the mass murderer that came into the I forget the name of the church, but it was in Colorado back in 2005.
New Life, Colorado Springs.
Yes, New Life. And, yeah. And another thing is, when people come in the door and you're suspicious of them, if a man, you can shake the guy's hand, but if you start, you know, putting your hand on the small of his back, where he might have a gun or something like that, it gets, especially if it's the first time you've ever met, "Hey, guy, how you doing?" But if a woman does that, a woman who's a stranger, a man accepts that a lot easier if a woman is the greeter and does a surreptitious pat down.
That's true. That's very true.
So the other thing you have to look at is communications. You have to have, you know, real, cop style or cop quality communications among your team, and you have to be clear what your signals are and everything, just like on a football team. You have to look into non-lethal weapons. I'm a big believer in pepper spray, especially in the congregational setting. You want foam pepper spray, because if you ever played with pepper spray, and I was an instructor for it, it'll get around the room real fast if it's in either the ballistic stream or the spray cone. So you want this foam, which, you know, produces less collateral damage. Look into tasers, for instance. But the main thing, your main weapon, as I used to, when I taught the cops, was your presence and communication skills. I mean, if a guy comes in and he's walking up and down, he's clenching and unclenching his fists, I'm in the middle of the force, and my lawyer's not doing anything, and my wife will let me see the kids, whoever calmed down when you said, "Okay, dude, calm down," you know?
Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
But if you say, "Look, brother, I can see where you're coming from, and man, I'd be really upset too. Can we come over here and have a cup of coffee, maybe talk about it?" If you can learn some communication skills, then, and de-escalation techniques, that can go a long, long way. Because one of the problems with churches, especially the bigger the church, the more this is that crazy people see it as their last chance on the road before they go to the asylum.
And Greg, yeah. It's a last chance. You have 30 seconds to tell people where they can learn more about you.
Okay, more about me. You can go to my Facebook pages. I have an author page and my Facebook page. You can buy my book on Amazon. It's also on Kindle there. If you have an e-reader, you can go to Barnes & Noble e-reader page and get that. I would recommend Keeping Your Church Safe by Ron Aguiar. It's also on Amazon. And Carl Chin's The Evil Invades Sanctuary.
And the name of your book is...
The name of my book is A Time to Kill the Myth of Christian Pacifism.
Well, thanks for being on, Greg.
Thanks.
I hope everybody learned something. Thank you.
You
gave some great resources of where everybody can go. So we're wrapping up the show tonight. I just like to say I'm Ben Branham. I do the Modern Self-Protection podcast, and you can find me at modernselfprotection.com, where I do real-world kind of tips and tricks that you can use in your everyday life to keep yourself safe.
And I'm Bob Main. I'm the host of the Handgun World podcast. You can find it at handgunworld.com and Handgun World podcast on iTunes. And I like to say I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop.
Bob will be back with us tomorrow. Ben's helped me out at the beginning of the week. He has to go back to his day and night job. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories. Bill has invited me on the show other times, and we talk about real-world heroes and how ordinary we are. Look, they're in your local paper. I bring them with an instructor like Ben Branham here, and we look at whether these heroes were good or lucky. And we want you to be both. So what part of your training can you stand up just a little bit more so that you don't have to depend on luck? Greg and I, Bob and I will be back tomorrow. We have guests like Brian Aitken. We have Brian was horribly treated and recently pardoned by Governor Christie. We'll also have Dan Woos, who wrote a book, I believe it's called Good Guy, Bad Gun. When we come back tomorrow, more of Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We'll also have Bill coming in the third hour to bring us more news from Las Vegas. 21 hours. Back with you then.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.